Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area with the latest information on Tropical Storm Isaias. It is noon on the official Hurricane Center clock on the wall. Let's start off with the radar. We still have 70-mile-an-hour winds in the core of this, and also some of these rain bands gusting over hurricane strength, still moving north-northeast about 35 miles an hour, so moving quickly. But a couple things to point out here. The center of the storm continues to move on to the north-northeast, impacting heavy rainfall. Heavy rain, gusty winds. But one thing we really need to point out, I did want to stop this radar, a significant tornado threat as well. As we loop through, I did want to show some of these cells, and I'll stop right here. You can see all of them lined up, and a lot of these have curves. Watch those with time as they move. And that's what's so dangerous about these tropical systems. It's not just the core winds, but it's also these storms that curve. These are all little tornadoes that move really quickly and can be highly damaging with time. So you got to listen for those warnings. You got to be in a sturdy place. It's not just about the rain, not just about the actual core winds of this tropical storm. It's also in these bands where tornadoes can occur. So where's this going to go? So you take that rain band, you take the center, and let's follow where it's going to go over the next day or so. So tropical storm force winds extend out from the center in that orange area there. So you take that. Remember, tropical systems, it's not just that point. It's not just the cone. If you move that along the forecast track, that's the best way to look at it. That rain and those tropical storm force winds and those rain bands will continue to move with it. That means this afternoon, getting into this evening, getting into New York, Connecticut, portions of Massachusetts with those tropical storm force winds. And also remember, those rain bands hanging off of there, too, that could produce those tornadoes. So that tornado threat will continue to move up to New Jersey, into New York, and also Connecticut. Some of the other impacts that we have, we talked about the wind. We talk about the tornado threat. We also have the rain threat. And it's portions of the area, a high risk. The Weather Prediction Center puts this out, a high risk to a moderate risk in this entire area of flash flooding. So those core rains right around the center. But it's also these rain bands where you can get 2 to 3 inches of rain in a matter of an hour. It could come down real quick. So if you get that much rain in that short period of time, it just ponds on roads, creeks fill up quickly, and it could be a flash flood threat. And that's why we talk about the rainfall, the water being one of the most dangerous part of these storms. So watch out for that with time. Put all that rain on the ground, you put all that wind, you knock down trees and power lines, just treacherous travel conditions. So it's just best to be in a sturdy place and stay off those roadways. Storm surge is one of the other factors that we looked at, and this is one of the most dangerous parts of these tropical systems. And we still have that storm surge threat, that onshore flow right around the center puts that water up into the sounds. This is looking at Chesapeake Bay, looking at tidal Potomac, 1 to 3 foot in some of those areas. Delaware Bay, 1 to 3 foot. We can have along the Jersey Shore, the Long Island Sound, all the way to Martha's Vineyard, 1 to 3 foot max of storm surge. And remember, it's real important, that water gets blown in, but when the winds switch after the storm to the northwest, it can blow the water out. Some people can get their surge well after the storm passes. So this has been the latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias from right here in Miami, Florida at the National Hurricane Center.